You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with, once again, Mr. Michael Lapps, one of the co-founders of Yogurt Digital, an Australian digital marketing agency specializing in SEO, paid search, and conversion optimization. Mr. Lapps, a pleasure to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Really good to be here. Thank you.
And you're most welcome. Great to have you back with us. So it's been a while since we last caught up here on EPN. How have things been going at Yogurt Digital since we last spoke?
Yeah, it's been going really well. About 18 months ago, thereabouts, we were still just the three co-founders working in the business. We're now a team of 11, soon to be 13. We have had pretty exponential growth. Probably just in the last even 6 to 12 months or so, we've noticed a change in the business where we've had a lot more leads coming in rather than us having to aggressively go out and pursue business. We found the right mix of marketing tools and strategic partners and conferences to, I guess, bring our company into the selection frame for a lot of companies without us needing to be kind of cold calling them or reaching out to them. So it's been a really exciting time at Yogurt, new office, bigger office, more new faces at the company. So we're feeling pretty positive about where the agency's headed.
And with great reason as well. Now, you've ticked over into your fourth year of business. What are the most noticeable changes that you've seen year to year?
So, everyone told us that the second year was going to be the hardest. And they were absolutely right. It was definitely the hardest. We plateaued as a business, after some strong growth in the first year. We really struggled for recognition in a fairly crowded industry. And then in the third year, we experienced a breakthrough. And I think the most noticeable change is probably the types of problems that we have. So, as an entrepreneur and as a business owner, there's always challenges. There's always problems within the business. The key is the quality of the problems and the type of problems. So, in our second year, it was, how are we going to get new business? How are we going to grow our revenue? How are we going to get our name out there? When are we going to be able to hire more staff? And now our problems have turned to, we have a lot of business coming in. How do we service that business? How do we manage the growth? How do we find the right staff members? How do we keep our existing staff members and improve the company culture for them. So it's not so much that the amount of problems have changed. It's just that we have better problems, more enjoyable problems to solve, I suppose. And that's probably been one of the most noticeable changes that we found as a business, but it's also an exciting change for us.
And I was about to say, those are great problems to have as well. Now, given the rate of change within your business, how have you managed to keep on top of changes and shifts within your industry?
Yeah, that's been really critical for us because as a digital marketing agency, our industry is constantly evolving, not even on a year-by-year basis, but sometimes even on a month-by-month basis. There's lots of new trends. There's new product services, offerings. There's ancillary type services that we can always be adding onto our business, but it's really important that we also keep true to where we started and what our vision for the company is and the services that we want to be offering. The biggest thing for us is, as we brought staff on board, that they're not just doing work every day, that they're actually upgrading and upskilling themselves, and that us as business owners are making sure that the business is constantly staying on top of those trends. So we actively have things like lunch and learns, where all the staff will kind of gather around in the breakout area around lunchtime. We'll all eat lunch together and watch educational videos about the industry, or one of our staff members will present about some cool stuff that they've been learning or implementing for clients. Or we'll have strategy sessions to discuss, you know, what else we can be doing for different clients to improve their services. You know, we attend industry conferences. We use Slack as our internal communication tool, and we have a learning channel where people can post articles that they've been reading and share, I guess, some of the insights from those articles and what it is that they want to be doing for their clients as a result of that article. So we very much promote within our company that kind of self-education, self-growth atmosphere. And we find that that is how we're managing to stay on top of the industry, because as our team grows, we want to make sure that that vibe, I guess, of, you know, constantly learn and constantly upgrade yourself is maintained. And that we've even embedded that as a core value within the agency.
And certainly a great idea as well. Today we are joined by Mr. Michael Lapps, one of the co-founders of Yogurt Digital, an Australian digital marketing agency specializing in SEO, paid search, and conversion optimization, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I understand that you've changed your business structure or service offering to reflect market trends. Get into some of that if you would.
Yeah, I think you have to. If you look at all the Fortune 500 and even 100 companies that tend to turn over every 5 to 10 years because they weren't agile enough, you realize that, you know, I guess staying still is basically a death sentence. And I'm definitely not comparing us to a Fortune 500 company. We're not even close to that at the moment. But I would say just learning from the mistakes of others is really important, and seeing all these companies going bust because they didn't want to stay at the forefront of their industry is a valuable lesson to learn. And for us, we've constantly, as I said, like, learning is such a big part of our agency, and it's such an important aspect for our team, that we're always thinking about how we can be improving our services. How can we be doing SEO or paid search or conversion optimization differently? I think the biggest thing for us is looking at digital marketing more from an end-to-end perspective. So I guess when we first started and we were, you know, just the three founders, and we were looking at the services more in isolation when we were working with clients. But I think as we've evolved and as the team has grown and we've had the opportunity to, you know, build in that more collaborative environment across services, I think the way we look at digital marketing and the way we look at the consumer in the online space is far more end-to-end. There's also much more software out there at the moment that allows you to track customer behaviors more from, you know, kind of pre-purchase, during the purchase process, and post-purchase. And so integrating much more of that into our business to get an end-to-end view of, and also a singular customer view. And that has been a really powerful tool, because when we deal with companies now, we're not just telling them, well, they came through organic search or they came through the pay channel. We can tell them so much more about who their customer is and how they're behaving, but also how they can target that customer, how they can communicate to that customer, how they can personalize the shopping or inquiry experience for that customer. And that's, I think, where the entire industry is headed, and, you know, why we're positioning ourselves as conversion experts as an agency, is that we're not just about driving more traffic to your website. We're more about, what do you do with the traffic that you already have? How do you communicate with those people? How do you nurture leads? How do you bring them back? Because in such a crowded marketplace, with so many competitors out there for every business, loyalty is hard to inspire, and convincing someone to buy from you and not a competitor is an increasing challenge. So that's, I guess, the space that we're trying to play in more.
And that's quite interesting, and certainly like the sounds of that. Communicating with current clients and past clients, you really don't hear that conversation too much here on the program. So I'm really glad that you brought focus to that and the importance of it as well. Also, what's next for Yogurt Digital? What does the next 6 to 12 months look like, taking a look ahead?
Yeah, it's interesting. As a business, you know, we've tried to do the 12-month plans. We found, at least at this stage, while we like to put plans and goals in place, KPIs, that sort of thing, we found that as a business, it's actually quite hard for us to plan more than 3 months in advance, because just from like a strictly new business revenue perspective, there's, you know, trying to plan for 6 to 12 months out in the digital marketing space is very challenging, particularly when there's a lot of once-off projects. So we do tend to just kind of plan quarterly. Having said that, you know, our goals for the next 6 to 12 months are to probably double as an agency, double our size, double our staff, double our revenue, bigger office. We are building, I guess, a reputation for ourselves in working with bigger clients. And so that's the style of client that we are, you know, starting to attract, I guess, more of your kind of tier one clients. And obviously that comes with its own challenges. You know, they often like a more full service model. The projects are significantly larger. So I think scaling the agency will be easier as we go forward. But we're really enjoying, I guess, that process of growing the team. And, you know, I think what we're really excited to be able to do as we have more new faces at the agency is to build a stronger culture internally. Our team right now is very closely knit. We are a little family of 11, and we're very protective of that culture. So whatever growth happens over the next 6 to 12 months, I think one of the biggest things that we're planning for is just to make sure that everyone really feels the love and feels like they're a part of that growth, because it's, you know, as a business owner, it's really exciting to watch your business flourish. But for, you also have to remember that for a lot of other people, particularly if they don't have equity, then it's still a job to some extent. So just to make sure that they really feel like, and understand that this is not just happening because of you, it's happening because of them, because of the work that they're doing, and to make sure that they feel how grateful you are for the work that they do, and that the team understands that it's their hard work that is making this happen. So we just want to make sure that they really feel the love.
It does appear from here that you've got everything in place, including company culture. I did want to talk to you about managing growth before you go. I know that we mentioned that you're having it's a good problem to have, as we mentioned earlier, having to manage the exponential growth that you're experiencing. In conclusion, if you would share a tip, why managing growth is so important.
Yeah, so at least in my personal opinion, managing growth is really important because things can tend to fall apart if you don't manage it properly. You know, a lot of companies, they want that exponential growth. You know, when people get into entrepreneurship, they want to become the next Mark Zuckerberg or the next Atlassian, where it's just, you know, huge growth into the billions of dollars overnight. The biggest problem with that is that it's very difficult to manage. You need a lot of staff. You need to have excellent processes in place, because if you don't, you're going to be hiring very quickly. You will lose out on the company culture. There won't be any structure. People won't know what they're doing. The quality of your product will suffer. Your offering will suffer. So your ability to make people happy in terms of the people who are using your product or service, they'll be less likely to do so because they will feel the energy of what's happening inside the company. And I mean, Uber is a perfect example of that. You know, they had massive growth and very poor structure internally, and you can see what happened there from a management perspective. There was a huge shakeup. And I think just making sure, like, for at least from us, we haven't had, I mean, it's been exponential to some degree, but it's nowhere near what you're seeing, I guess, in the tech space in America or anything like that. But we've been able to manage the growth really well. We've, as much as we can, we've been planning for who we will need to hire, when we'll need to hire them, when do we need to start that process, who are we looking for, building out all the job descriptions, building out processes for once they start with us? Who are they going to be working with? You know, what do they need to be doing? So just making sure that as I guess your business grows and revenue grows and you get more clients using your product or service, that you actually have plans in place for how to look after that, how to manage and service that growth, because otherwise you're just going to find you're running around with no real purpose. And that's actually a really good way. As much as you can exponentially grow, you can also exponentially go in reverse. And that's sometimes what tends to happen if people can't manage that growth properly, or you'll have a very high staff turnover rate, which is also really poor for company morale.
Well, Mr. Laps, it certainly has been good to have had you and to get the fine update and the report on the company and its growth and looking ahead as to what you have planned for the next 6 to 12 months. If you would, before you go, again, tell our listeners where they can get all the details on Yogurt Digital and how one could also be in touch as well.
Yeah, sure. We do, of course, as a digital marketing agency, have a website. It's yogurtdigital.com.au, yogurt like the food. For American listeners, us Australians spell yogurt with an H in there, Y-O-G-H-U-R-T. And yeah, I mean, we also have a Twitter account. We've got a Facebook page. You can find us on LinkedIn. So by all means, feel free to check us out and reach out if you have any questions. Happy to always happy to have a chat.
Again, Mr. Laps, it's been our pleasure to have had you back and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you very much, Eric. Appreciate it.
And the pleasure's certainly ours. We've been speaking with, once again, Mr. Michael Laps, one of the co-founders of Yogurt Digital, an Australian digital marketing agency specializing in SEO, paid search, and conversion optimization. And for all the details and for contact, visit yogurtdigital.com.au. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream within the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.